Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. It was 10 years ago that Randy and Jeff Vines first opened the doors to the STL Style House. The identical twins had been making their cheeky, locally themed STL Style shirts since college. But the move to a Cherokee Street storefront allowed them to put down roots and anchored their growing St. Louis-themed business in the city's quirkiest neighborhood. Naturally, the brothers intend to celebrate their 10th anniversary with a, quote, block party for all ages. And they're here today to tell us all about it. So, Randy Vines, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back.
And Jeff Vines, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So, you guys moved on to Cherokee Street 10 years ago. And I feel like that was a really interesting time to be on Cherokee Street. It's before these startup breweries and stylish restaurants had found it. So, take us back. What was Cherokee Street like in 2010?
Wow. It was dramatically different, and at the same time, it was much the same. Cherokee is one of those neighborhoods that just kind of organically evolves without making too big of moves one way or the other. When we moved in 2010, it kind of had the reputation of being like a red light district, and maybe a street where you go to find the seamier things around, and it definitely. That underbelly was very present. In fact, we have some funny stories about our very first day on the street while we were waiting for stuff to be delivered to our shop. But
do tell. Tease that and not tell us the story.
I don't know. The very first day we moved into our first storefront right at Cherokee and Compton, we were outside waiting for a couch to be delivered. And a young lady walking the streets, or should I say working the streets, came up to us and said, "Hey, are you guys twins?" And we said, "Yeah, we're twins." And she said, "Oh, do you both for $50. So you asked, I told.
I did ask, fairness. So Cherokee Street was a bit wilder back in the day, but still kind of that creative energy.
Definitely, yeah. And what I think is really cool about Cherokee is it kind of hasn't lost any of that flavor either. There's a lot more going on the street, and there's a lot of greater diversity and more people contributing to its rebirth. But there's still places for everybody and everything, so that you never really, it's a mixed bag of experiences, and that's what has always inspired us about it and continues to.
It's definitely not the suburbs, and that's why we are drawn to it.
And you guys grew up in the suburbs.
We did.
When did you realize, you know what, we're city people, let's get us to St. Louis?
As early as we can remember, before we could even drive, we used to hop on the Bi-State bus from our house in Creve Coeur and just ride it all over to different neighborhoods and explore Washington Avenue, you know, long before it was redone as the Loft District, and it was also a pretty seedy part of the city.
We used to take pictures with a 35mm camera and, you know, just all these great, like, angles and urban scenes that you could not find where we grew up, and we just always were captivated by it. But it was really in high school when we produced a TV show that was only on St. Louis City cable. It was a local origination show, and it was a zany, unpredictable, live, one-hour comedy show that we did with our friends. And we couldn't even watch it because it only aired on city cable.
It gave us an opportunity to be in the city every single week. We really got to know it on a very personal level, much, much deeper level than most kids from West County.
Mm-hmm. And so you always knew you wanted to be in the city, but did you always have this sense of, we need to be doing these T-shirts?
We were looking for shirts to wear to represent the pride that we felt for our city, but we couldn't find any. So we just started designing our own.
And what about the classic St. Louis Cardinals shirt or the shirt with the arch? It wasn't good enough for y'all?
Well, we're not huge sports fans. I mean, we love the Cardinals and we love the Blues, but that really wasn't the reasons why we love the city. Every city has sports teams.
Our shtick is much more with the city itself and what makes St. Louis stand out and full of character and distinction that we think deserves some representation in the form of, in our case, it started out as apparel. Now it's expanded to a lot more than just that.
Yeah. And give us a sense, what are some of the things you're doing other than these things you started with?
You know, I think a lot of people, they think of us, STL Style and what in the Style House, our shop, as being like a St. Louis apparel company, which I guess we are. We have a lot of St. Louis themed t-shirts and all of that. But in recent years, we have really diversified far beyond that. Now we do like full-scale graphic design, custom screen printing, embroidery, ad specialty, promotional products for companies, organizations, events of all sizes in St. Louis and beyond. So that's really now has replaced our initial retail, component with as a central revenue stream for our business.
And some of these works for hire you're doing, are you doing those with that same wit that you bring to the stuff you're selling at STL Style House?
I think, and actually there's value in having a storefront, which we still do great with walk-in traffic. I mean, but that's how we're known. That's our face to the city and to the world. So people hit us up because they know of our t-shirt line and the St. Louis theme stuff that we do, and they want that style
that kind of
applied
flavor
to their merchandise.
So it's not just people who like your artistic sensibility. They really like your overall.
Yeah, just the whole ethos, and you're not just buying products. You could get anybody that could screen print shirts, any company, but with us and a small brick and mortar business in a neighborhood like we're in, it's really, there's a value add. You're buying into a movement, an idea, like just the whole scene, and people feel good about it.
And what's the breakdown in terms of the percentage you're doing for outside clients versus just stuff you're doing because it cracks you up?
I would say, 65 custom.
Something. You just had to ask that,
yeah.
I want my stats here.
I would say probably like 65% of our business would be custom under the custom umbrella. And then, very significant portion is retail trade. Yeah. And then there's some other wholesale.
We do wholesale. And we also do other things like tours, guided tours. Mm-hmm.
Civic engagement. We speak to schools. We do walking tours of Cherokee Street. We do tours for Wash U Parents Weekend, mm-hmm. and a whole host of other stuff.
You guys really, you're sort of like this two-man brand where people know that you love St. Louis, but they also know that you love it in the warts and all kind of way. You're not just pretending things are perfect here. You're kind of having fun with some of the things that aren't perfect here.
Definitely.
Is that something where sometimes you feel like people just don't get it and they think you're being negative?
I absolutely do. I think a lot of times you hear these slick civic slogans and marketing campaigns that try to just shine a spotlight on all the great positives, which there are so many, and we were the first to drink the Kool-Aid and thinking St. Louis is amazing. But I think being authentic and truly devoted to the city as we are, you can't ignore the kind of the less than savory qualities about the city. And I think just like anything, cities are byproducts of the people who live in them and vice versa. And I think that kind of character and identity is really important to capture.
And it gives us a sense of purpose. I mean, we feel like we really matter here, that we can help shape and make a difference in this city. And we are inspired and energized by living in a work in progress.
And imperfections are sexy.
Yeah.
We're talking to Randy Vines and Jeff Vines of STL Style and the STL Style House, which is now celebrating 10 years as a brick and mortar on Cherokee Street. Some of the specific St. Louis traits and idiosyncrasies that you've shouted out are, quote, four family flats, dudes in leisure suits, cobblestone alleys, graffiti walls, Metrolink trains, toasted ravioli, that muddy river, and over 250 years worth of soul packed into the city's streets. What are some other things you'd add to that list of just St. Louis things that maybe other people don't appreciate, but you guys are pretty big on?
I mean, just the characters that we encounter on an almost daily basis. Think about all the people who have come in our shop over the years who have tried to sell us random things.
Yeah, and just like those intangible experiences and encounters with everyday St. Louisans that just are just are quintessentially St. Louis. And I know we're not the only ones who appreciate these qualities because, you know, even, you know, other publications and people post on social media a picture that really just captures the essence. This is so St. Louis, or that's so Southside, or something like that, whether it's a 76 Cadillac with seven mattresses stacked to the roof.
And expired temporary tags from 2018.
Oh, you have to have those.
Yeah.
Or a guy who came in January trying to sell us frozen turkey that his mother made for Thanksgiving the year before.
And it was really good.
You bought it?
I'm sure. No, he told us it's really good.
He said it was good. It was a pretty good pitch, but we declined the offer.
What's something you don't like? If you could change one thing about St. Louis, what would it be?
That's a very loaded question.
That's a long list.
There's plenty.
I would say lack of a real vision for the region. I think dynamic leadership is something that is sorely needed in this metropolitan area.
And leadership and vision and dynamism, and also kind of a better civic self-esteem. And I didn't coin that phrase. I think it was actually Scott Ogilvie, former alderman, who was on a show at this very studio with us when he mentioned that phrase, and I think it stuck with me. And the civic self-esteem is important to any place, any city, and especially a city with such a multi-layered identity and persona like St. Louis. I think that the people who live here need to appreciate what makes it a great place, and also where we stand to improve.
Do you think St. Louis's self-image has changed over those past 10 years that you've been on Cherokee Street?
Oh, 100%.
How so?
I think it's twofold, actually. It's both in a positive way and negative. I know that we are perennially in the, you know, top one or two for highest homicide rate in the country, and that really deals a blow to our image nationally. And a lot of people love to sulk in that and just rub it in and grind it in. On the other hand, people we meet in the city, I think, are more excited and hopeful about the city than ever.
And, you know, this is going back even before our shop, but there was an organization called Metropolis St. Louis back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And in fact, I was a president of Metropolis for one term back in 2002, I think it was. But the slogan for that organization was "The city is back, back the city." And it was these diehard city loyalists who really saw beneath all the stigma and the stats and everything, and they really believed in the city and really wanted to see it come back and bounce back. And I think since those days, the reason an organization like Metropolis ceases to exist is because it really doesn't have to. I think a lot of people recognize the advantages to city living and the amazing lifestyle that a city like St. Louis can afford. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do, though, to make it equitable. To get, our national image to catch up with how we feel about the city. And, you know, that work is never done.
There's a number of neighborhoods now in certain parts of the Central Corridor and even some near parts of the South Side where there are bidding wars going on for houses. There are just, you know, family after family that maybe back in the day would have stayed in the suburbs. They're now following this movement that you guys were a part of, and they're putting down roots in the city. And it seems like, I think census numbers are showing, we're becoming a more affluent city because of that. Do you worry that even as this is helping fix up some of these neighborhoods, that we're losing some of the grit that first attracted you to this city back when you were kids in Creve Coeur?
I really am not too worried about that. I think St. Louis is pretty stagnant in terms of population as a region. So until we see real sustained growth, I don't think we're going to have the pressures and the extremes that you see in coastal cities.
And throughout our lifetime, St. Louis and cities like it, it's not just St. Louis, it's a lot of Rust Belt cities like Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Detroit and Baltimore, these other cities with similar dynamics, you know, there is a lot of urban fabric and a lot of substance there that people who are looking for urban lifestyles are seeking out, and they will find it here. It's the thing is that there's always another neighborhood that's next in line to kind of get the spotlight and some reinvestment. And I think that St. Louis does a really good job. You know, one neighborhood is discovered, quote unquote, and then that just leaves opportunity open to the next one.
We still have plenty of neighborhoods to explore.
We do, and I think St. Louis can really be a leader in maintaining that delicate balance and not pushing longtime residents out in the name of progress, which we've made many mistakes in our past, and we're probably one of the leading cities and poster child for that. But Cherokee Street is, I would say, is a microcosm of what St. Louis can be, mm-hmm. With a consciousness of, you know, keeping longtime residents and welcoming new businesses and residents. Mm-hmm.
So on a much less serious note, you guys have a big celebration coming up at the end of this month. Tell us a little bit about what makes this a block party for the ages.
Well, we thought, like, what better way to kind of usher in our one decade in business on Cherokee Street than to throw a St. Louis style block party, because the city is famous for them, and Cherokee Street especially knows how to throw down. And so that's exactly what we're going to do. We've got some great musical and entertainment acts lined up, and I don't know if you want me to mention those,
sure.
But sure. So Brothers Lazaroff, mm-hmm. and the Bronx Cheers and M Double. Susie Q.
Out Her Events.
Oh, Out Her Events, yeah. DJ Prospect. We've got
Poptimism.
Poptimism food truck, and then more food to be announced soon.
Yep.
We've got Maxi Glamour, Blair Warner, and Havoc all doing a kind of sideshow burlesque.
And our neighbors, Golden Gems and Flowers and Weeds, are joining in the fun. Maybe 10th Life and Floodplain as well.
And Earthbound Brewery. Well-being Brewing Company, and potentially many other partners to come.
So is this something where you can just show up that day?
Yep.
Classic block party.
Yeah,
no tickets.
During the day, like we say, 12 to 5, it'll probably go later than that, but we want people to feel like they can swing by casually, bring any family, friends from far and wide.
Well, Randy Vines of STL Style House and STL Style, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
And Jeff Vines of STL Style, thank you for being here.
It's our pleasure.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWNU.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.